The story was so big, it led the evening news last night.
At an Oval Office meeting, President Trump lashed out at immigrants from countries in Africa and the Caribbean. "Why are we having all these people from blank countries come here?" the president said, using an expletive CBS News will not repeat.
In case you haven't guessed already, the president was using the American version of the French word latrine, pronounced latrine by most overnight campers. And that's the only version I'm allowed to use as an over-the-air broadcaster. CNN's Jake Tapper, however, was allowed to say the original word because he's on cable.
The Post reports that according to two people briefed in the meeting, the president asked, quote, "Why are we having all these people from s**hole countries come here?" referring to African countries and Haiti.
Now, technically, under FCC rules, I could say it on the air too, but only between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. And as much as I love you all, I'm not going to do my commentary 2 hours earlier just to be able to accurately quote the president. The reason, of course, for the FCC rule is so that parents, by limiting their children only to broadcast media, can guarantee that those children will reach adulthood without speaking like a CNN anchor. And I highly recommend you do, in fact, raise them only to listen to broadcast media. Because that way, instead of swearing when they get upset, they'll just make bleeping noises, which is good because you'll always know where they are. But, Dave, you say, what about the merits of the case here? What about the president's malicious and false slur against the millions of Americans who come from Haiti and Africa? And I say, relax. The time is coming when we will no longer have to tolerate this kind of false and disrespectful language being uttered in public. Because I know someone who is ready to throw the book at people who do this.
We want fairness. You can't say things that are false, knowingly false, and be able to smile as money pours into your bank account.
Yep. Jake Tapper is going to jail, where all he'll have is a bed and a hole.